For more than 50 years after the discovery of crude oil in commercial quantity in 1956 at Oloibiri, Bayelsa State, Nigeria fed fat from huge oil revenue, especially in parts of 1980, 2008, and 2011, when oil was sold at over $100 per barrel. But the inability of past governments to hold oil companies accountable to the environment have left the oil-rich Niger Delta region as one of the most polluted places on earth, according to analysts. The flooding of gas to the atmosphere by oil companies is said to be the leading cause of environmental degradation in the Niger Delta region. Because oil companies did not consider gas economically viable enough, gas found in oil wells were flared, a practice which is reported to have not only drastically reduced air quality and exposing people to many diseases such as lung damage, skin problems and deformities in children, but also destroyed forests and wildlife, as attested to by journalist Olusola Bello, who has investigated the region for over two decades.
You see forests becoming very white. You see forests that you, if you put matches, it will go in flames because the pollution has destroyed those forests.
Some analysts interviewed alleged that if the volume of gas flared since oil production began was avoided, the revenue from it could have been so huge that the country would live on it for over 50 years. Even in 2014, when Nigeria already had policies placing sanctions on oil companies that flare gas, the NNPC reported that oil and gas firms in the country flared 289.6 billion standard cubic feet of gas that year, representing the loss of up to 174 billion naira. However, with the usefulness of gas increasing by the day in the wake of falling oil price, experts say it is another opportunity for Nigeria to become rich again. Most importantly, the country will be able to meet its age-long ambition of ensuring regular power supply, since most of the power plants in the country are powered by gas. But to achieve that, an oil and gas consultant, Yomi Fawemi, said there must be marriage between the ministries of petroleum and that of power.
One of the things I thought this government would do differently was that the minister for petroleum will be the minister for power. So if you have a minister for petroleum who focuses on gas, and then you have a minister for electricity that is providing electricity, that minister for electricity is totally redundant. Because we do not generate electricity from Kanji, again, like we used to do. It's from gas. So the man that is minister of state for gas should also be your minister for power. He connects it directly.
In addition, Mr. Fawemi said the country should go beyond imposing fines on oil companies that flare gas by coming up with an appropriate gas policy that, among other things, gives incentives to oil companies to properly channel gas from oil wells to gas reservoirs.
Private sector responds more to incentive than penalty. So the question to ask is, what could be done to make sure that there is a symbiotic relationship?
Recent estimates suggest that Nigeria has proven gas reserve of 187 trillion cubic feet, about the seventh in the world. Analysts say, based on annual production of 21 billion cubic meters and the possibility of more prospect, the country's gas could last over 200 years. The use of gas for power generation led to the installation of about 10 gas plants with a total capacity of over 8,800 megawatts, while new power plants were announced. Independent power plants were built to generate about 3,000 megawatts by 2007, thus helping to realize government plan to increase power generation from 4,000 megawatts to 10,000 megawatts by 2010. But all of these have failed to yield the desired result, with power generation allegedly falling to zero in the first quarter of this year, while it was reported to be 2,502 megawatts a few days back. In addition to power generation, the accelerated increase in the use of gas for cooking by Nigerians is seen as a big market for the country's vast gas reserve. Some Lagos residents said the high cost of kerosene, which sells at about 250 naira per liter in filling stations and over 300 naira at parallel market in some parts of the state, has forced many, even makers of bean cake popularly called akara, to switch over to gas.
Gas is expensive now because many people are now, even the cylinder, the 6 kg cylinder now goes for 6,000 naira. Even firewood is expensive. That is why many people, even the
Again, Bell advised that since the future lies with gas, it was time the country vigorously pursued its national gas policy aimed at increasing gas use instead of wasting it by flaring.
There was a national gas policy that was to set up three central processing facility where gas will be gathered and treated and transported to various power stations, various parts of the country.
Nigeria is said to rank the highest in gas flaring, with 40% of production flared. Some said the figure would be much bigger if there was a good data collection system in the country. Innocent Ono for Radio Nigeria.